Washington said he would consider no compromise short of a vote-sharing plan. He planned to take the fight before the Credentials Committee Saturday. There have been persistent reports that the White House, hoping for the ultimate in party harmony, was looking for a quiet solution to the controversy. It is reported that a White House-approved plan for settling the credentials contest is being circulated among party leaders, and so forth.
Everybody has to talk so much. Thank you. But Jack said last night when I talked to him, he was with Joe, and he says he thinks he's got him in pretty good shape. His word is good. He's the only guy I know that has ever had any real push with him. He's Rufa, but beyond being just a little Rufa's guy, he's Conway. They've worked together for years. He's the only guy I ever found that had any real influence in the clutch with Joe.
Now, we're developing some troubles that'll run off some votes and hurt us in November on reapportioning. They're coming back here next week after the convention, and we think that the Senate will take some decisive action, probably by killing the Tuck bill and maybe leaving it right where it is, or maybe by asking them innocuous resolution or since the Senate resolution or something to give them a little time to put the decision into effect, which would be agreeable to everybody. Katzenbach had kind of worked out something that they had been talking about up there, and they might modify it and make it pull a few teeth in it even then and go ahead and pass it. It's not something I think we ought to have in November. Now, the country is pretty well divided. It's 218 to 180 vote up in the House. They're quoting the Attorney General and saying that if he's speaking, that he must be speaking to me as favoring a provision in the platform agreeing with the cities and urging prompt implementation of the court's decision. We ought to have that if we can avoid it, and I would like to just avoid anything in the platform, but could. If not, I'd like to have a general one that wouldn't run a bunch of people off from us.
Yes. You got it. Before the courts now and before the Congress. That's an old statement, I'm sure.
No, it's something in the last hours. And I think it came from his appearance at the platform group. I didn't go over with him what he was going to suggest. He didn't discuss it with me, and I don't want to be misconstrued as our policy. I would like to get his help, though, in trying to settle it in the Congress right after the convention instead of having it a big issue in the campaign where the cities are with us anyway. And I just hate to write off states like Oklahoma. Carl Albert told me this morning that it would combine his district and he would be out of Congress. And I might not be able to change that, but I don't want to get the blame for it in the platform. I'd rather the Congress get the blame for its own troubles. And I don't know whether the Attorney General's gone into it that deeply or not. I would sure like for him to cooperate with us, though, and help us. And if you think you're in a position to do it without coming from me, I wish you would explore it and give me a ring back and tell me how deep his interest is. And if we can't get him to get on our team and see if we can't settle it in the Congress next week and after the convention. And people like Clint Anderson and Carl Albert and them will work up something that'll express a sense of thing without tearing up the court, without reflecting on the court, and without messing any of us up. If we can't do that, we ought to have a very general statement that would not be inflammatory to people like Albert and them.
Okay, I'll get him.
And call me back. Tell me, because
I'll definitely get him. But who's going to have this credentials thing up there? Who's going to handle that up there? You got anybody there that really is?
Do you mean on the floor?
No, when they get on Saturday, so that somebody knows just exactly what the signals are, besides Governor Lawrence.
Well, I would imagine that we I don't know who's, I'd kind of look to you and Hubert here to talk to the various folks, and I guess until we get a party line, I hadn't decided, but I thought Governor Lawrence would speak to the for the committee, and when they overrode him or something, why, we just, all of our people would know what our position was based on what he did and what the committee did. I don't know whether they're going to get a compromise or not. If they don't get any compromise, then I guess just they have to, we try to stay away from it as far as they can. They've got all this heading up in the White House. I don't want that to happen. But I would say that our position would be named, made the tip-off of it would be his position in the Credentials Committee. Now, after that, we probably, the forces would naturally follow. I would imagine that the liberal forces, the Freedom Party forces, would arrive and follow their outfit, and I don't know who would lead the other forces. But I would imagine it'd be largely Southern, and we just, I don't know what strategy we'd use. I think a lot depends on what we want to say about it. My guess is if they want to, and I don't, I care, Ken, I care a good deal, but on account of the party. But personally, I don't give a damn. I just get out of this. I don't want to go water to win. I'm going to do all I can. But if they're big enough fools for them to win, I think they'll suffer more than I will from go water. I think that I'll do all right. And I think all these boys that are candidates and think they're doing good, Dick Hughes called up last night and said that he wanted to make them agree that they would take an oath to support whatever won the platform. And he was awfully extreme, wanted to go before the platform committee this morning. We urged him not to do it, told him we're working very hard to get out an agreement. But my guess is it'll eliminate Dick Hughes from private life if Goldwater sweeps the country and sets his organization up and starts moving. I think that the people in the doubtful states of New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, and Minnesota, they'll get hurt more by a sweep to the Republicans, a big landslide, than you and I will, because they're not going to hurt us much. I don't know what, have you got any suggestions?
Well, that's what I thought of. Maybe I'd talk to Hubert, and then it seems to me the best fellow up there really is Conroy, I guess.
Well, I'd get, if I were you, I'd get whoever I could to do my negotiating with it, because you've got that in your hand, you and Hubert, and see what you can get out of them. And, is the Attorney General going to get in one way or the other?
I don't know.
What's your guess?
I don't know. One fellow, the only fellow on there, he has much, be Jack English, who has told me that he's got to vote with the Freedom Party, but that if he decides to vote, he'll vote with us. He will not sign a report.
Have you counted your noses on signing a report?
I've had Mr. Conway counting noses. He's going to report to me this afternoon. Get to Atlantic City.
Will you call me back then?
Yes.
How much stronger are you for Hubert than you would be for Mansfield to be the vice presidential nominee and Hubert to be the leader? And would you want to evaluate that for me over the phone? Just while we're philosophizing a little bit, I can see the relative merits of each of them.
I'd like to think about it.
I'd think that Hubert would stir up the liberals more and get more applause from the Negroes and get a little bigger hand from the liberal columnists and the New Deal and maybe a good deal of the New Frontier. In Mansfield. On the other hand, Mansfield has the respect, and no one really hates him. Of all groups, he would, in the Rocky Mountain states and that area out there, he might give us a little lift that Hubert wouldn't give. I rather think he would, because he's respected. I really believe Hubert would make his best leader that we could possibly have. I have not the slightest doubt of knowing which is most important to me. A man to fill out a term like I'm filling out, I believe Mansfield would be as good at filling it out as Hubert.
I agree with that.
Now, the question is, who makes the best leader? And I think Hubert would make a good leader. Who makes the best campaigner? I think Hubert's the best campaigner, but I don't see why he'd be prevented from campaigning if he's going to be leader. Looks like he'd have a more powerful post there on legislation, everything else, or spec. Now, the only real advantage that Hubert would lose by it would be succession. On the other hand, a lot of people might think that you're building him for 8 years from now. And this way, you'd be building no one, because Mansfield's 61, and he's 66 when the term ends. And he'd be 70-odd when the second term ended, if I had a second term. I believe that you'd get more campaigning out of Mansfield being on the ticket with Humphrey leader than you would Humphrey to be on the ticket Mansfield leader, because I don't think Mansfield's going to campaign much if he's leader. He's just going to go back out in Montana and campaign for himself. And I do, but if he's running over the country, he might make a pretty good television appearance. He makes a pretty good speech. He's a pretty judicious fella. He's a pretty careful fella. He's pretty strong on peace. That's showing up in all of our polls by contrast. He doesn't have the ADA handicap in the Rocky Mountain states when you talk to fellas like Palmer Hoyt, the Denver Post, and others, although they're far Hubert. What have I left out? How would you value, what would you comment to, what would advantages, disadvantages do you see in each one of them?
Well, I know. One of those, I think, could be neither one of them. I do think that he does have both his problems and his advantages.
Mike would give us an awfully good answer to the Catholic question. If we don't, I don't think it means anything, and it shouldn't mean anything. But if they got out in the last month in October and said, well, we had our man, and they wouldn't let him serve 3 years, and he got killed. And then God, they went in, they picked out Protestant, and Miller might make something of it the last week or so. They all say that it doesn't have any effect, but saying and really knowing is something else 2 months ahead of time. And I think you are a little vulnerable on it.
But I wouldn't, between those two, either one of
them. I think the Kennedy people wouldn't have much feeling one way or the other on that, would you?
No. Be happy either way. Have to be.
What do you think the delegates would say? You think it's a, well, you knocked off Bobby, and now he's very popular. Now you knocked off Hubert, he's the next most popular man. You're taking a big load on your shoulders, aren't you?
Well, I think you would get that, Mr. President, because the support that fellow has got is a little more vociferous even than the support that Bobby had. His support was regular organization people who say, these are the rules of the game. A lot of his people are not game players. Some of your labor people, you get the wild-eyed liberals. Don't like Mike anyway. But he's a fellow. I don't think anybody could knock him.
He says he just won't take it under any circumstances. What would you think about that?
I think he won't.
Don't hesitate.
I don't think he wants to. I don't think he won't. I think he won't.